quite accurate, and it's also very compelling, and it's, you know, it's out there, it's in your face, and it's life. It's, you know, it's what has been going on 30 odd years ago, and in a lot of cases things are still the same now, sadly.
And in the promotional blurb for the play, it talks about the fact that the play delves into subjects like racial vilification. Are you saying that it's still there, prevalent?
Not as much, but it is all over Australia. Like, there's different parts of Australia, you know, not only West Australia, all over Australia, there's still racism around, and not only against Aboriginal people, against other people as well, and even the other people are not racist against non-Indigenous people. So it's, sadly that's still going on.
And what was it like? You were pretty much pioneers. There weren't too many Aboriginal footballers back in the early 80s playing in the VFL, what it was called then. What was it like back then?
Well, it was really tough. It was really tough because back, especially when you went to Perth, right, to start to play for Claremont, people saw it as a tactic. And the, when I say people, I'm talking about the players. And I'm unclear about the coaches, if they sent the message out. I'd like to think no. But the players, you know, saw it as a tactic where, you know, if they can call you all these sorts of names and really, you know, say things about you, that would put you off your game. And in a lot of cases, it probably did to an extent. Like, you responded and, you know, you got reported and et cetera, et cetera. But really, when you look back at it all, it wasn't a tactic. It was just pure racism.
And it must have been terribly hard to deal with. I remember particularly Jimmy was the more explosive one of you two. Was that part of the reason for that explosiveness and reaction?
Yeah, it was. But as I said, if you saw the play, you know, if people saw the play, they could we're talking about two Indigenous boys out in the middle of the bush, part of a segregation, with no power and no water, running water, and living in conditions that were quite appalling. I mean, so, you know, there's got to be some sort of, if you like, some sort of damage. And a lot of that racism, not racism, a lot of that sort of behaviour, what Jimmy, the way Jimmy responded, has got a lot to do with the way, you know, his childhood.
Now, those early days sound fascinating and quite compelling. Does that play quite a part in the production?
Very much so. It's, yeah, as I said, it's right out there. It's in your face, and it's very, very compelling, and it's very accurate.
And I noticed as well that it goes into the themes of gambling addiction. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes. As I said, once again, that started very early. Back in those days, the Indigenous people, that was the hangout place. That was the place to be outside of TAB. And, you know, we as kids used to sit outside that TAB. And, you know, it's only a matter of time before, you want to find out what all the fuss is all about. And unfortunately, Jimmy started going into it at a very early age. And it continued on. And eventually it ended him up in prison.
And now, how do you view the success now? Well, it's been quite a story of Jimmy's son Andrew, and the timing of his successful run with the timing of this this show. It must be beautiful.
It is. Look, Andrew's performance was unreal. I mean, so he was. However, I mean, if you watch, you know, as I said once again, if people saw the play, they could, you know, you'd see the sort of influence what Jimmy had in his life growing up as a young boy. And you know, like, for example, he'd look at a situation that happened to him, and he would say, there's always someone worse off than me. And so he never ever felt sorry for himself. If he's made a mistake, he learned from it, and he moved on in a positive manner. So, you know what I mean? Like, he turned a negative into a positive. And I dare say his son Andrew would have done exactly the same. Like, you know, he was in a really, really dark area. And it was quite black, actually. And, you know, he was very positive. Obviously, clearly he got that from his mother and his father. And what he done this year was, in my view, is one of the greatest comebacks by any footballer, and that's including Benny Cousins.
Yeah, it was beautiful to watch him in the grand final. My guest this morning is Phil Cracker. He's on tour with the show Cracker, which is on in Carnarvon tonight, next Wednesday in Port Hedland. Now, you and Jim, so close. You look so close on the football field. There was that sort of connection that you had where you just knew where each other were. I understand Jimmy's been working around Karratha for a while. You're in Melbourne. Are you still as close?
Very close, we're still very close as brothers, and most of our conversations when we say goodbye to each other, it's either take care or I love you, that sort of stuff. So we are still very, very close brothers. We grew up, we had a supportive family. We had one, two, three, I think there was four, there was four sisters above us. And just after we were born, in the space of, say, 7 years, we lost two younger brothers, passed away. And one of them could have died from the conditions where he lived, which was quite cold, and, he had double pneumonia. And the other one slowly died in hospital. I think it was leukemia. The sisters certainly looked after us, and I was scared that Jimmy and I was going to be next. I think looking back at it, and I think that also Jimmy and I got even closer from that as well. Plus, we were only 15 months apart.
Okay, it sounds like there's a lot to tell in this stage production. I'm only just wishing it did actually come to Karratha, but I might make them drive to Port Hedland next week. I appreciate your time this morning, Phil. And just finally, the first time you saw this production, what was your reaction?
It was quite flattering. It was a honour, and Jimmy and I are very, very quiet. We were very quiet, especially off the field. It was quite, you kind of get embarrassed. Why me? Why us? There's been a lot of great footballers over the last 100 years. Our country hasn't been a theatre play or a play that's been brought out about one of them. And you get slightly embarrassed, but then you get it's a massive honour. And these guys that perform it and the people that support it have done an unbelievable, enormous job. The guy that wrote it, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, best of luck. I hope you get a good crowd tonight and then on Wednesday in Hedland. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, brother. You take care.
Cheers.